Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The other night, Keith Yandle, who now plays for the Philadelphia Flyers, a horrible hockey team, by the way. They've lost like 14 in a row, something like that. Broke Doug Jarvis's record for consecutive games played by a National Hockey League player, 965. Pretty damn impressive.
Yes.
965, that's, you know, do the math. It's like, you know, 9 or 10 seasons, something like that. In other sports, of course, Cal Ripken has the Major League Baseball one, where he selfishly played in 2,632 games,
yes,
breaking the Lou Gehrig mark of 2,130 back in 1995. In basketball, it's A.C. Green has the record still. Remember A.C. Green?
Oh, yeah.
His record is 1,192 consecutive games.
Mm-hmm.
In the National Football League, there's a misnomer, by the way. Everybody thinks it's Brett Favre.
Who is it?
It's not Brett Favre, okay? It's one of your favorites, of course, Jeff Fiegels. Jeff Fiegels, the punter.
Football player. Come on, a football player.
342.
A football player. Just a football player.
Brett Favre has the record for consecutive starts.
Yes.
Jeff Fiegels, I didn't know this until I looked this up yesterday.
Consecutive games played.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Which is what the other ones are.
Does he not wear the uniform? Does he not put on a helmet?
Yes. You know what? It's true.
Okay, yeah. And plays, what, 7 plays a game where he's not even touched? All right. Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to take care of his hamstring or his big toe.
He made a lot of tackles, if I'm not mistaken. People loved him as a punter.
Who cares?
Okay. Well, all right. All right. Okay. So let me ask this question. 248-539-9797. Which streak is the most impressive? Jeff Fiegel.
Let's go Brett Favre.
All right, Brett Favre's 299 consecutive starts. A.C. Green's 1,100 whatever games.
Hey, quick on that Fiegel thing. It says special teams players are not credited with starts in the NFL.
Yes,
I know.
That's why they're not.
That's why it's consecutive games, not starts. That's why Favre has the starts.
Record. I love that they don't allow that.
Well,
it proves John's point.
Right.
Yes. So we got Brett Favre in football.
Yep. A.C. Green, Cal Ripken, which took place over, what, how many years? I mean, God, it was almost 15 years. Was it that long? Or something like that. Or Keith Yandle, who did it the other day. To me, I think it's Keith Yandle. Because
it's got to be a full contact sport.
Yes.
And it's got to be a position that takes contact on every play.
A defenseman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more of an offensive defenseman. He's not known for his physicality, but he's gotten hit.
No, but he's going to get hit every time he's out there. Now, Brett Favre got hit every single game.
I saw some video. He, like, broke his jaw in the head. He didn't miss a game. They put, you know, one of the shields on and things like that. Brett Favre took a lot of hits. And, yes, being a starting quarterback in the National Football League for that many games is definitely a feat. 299 games is amazing. You know, from 1992 to, you know, how many games? 299 games. It was incredible. If you think about it. So, what's the answer, John? And you at 248-539-9797. I'm going hockey.
I'm going to probably go hockey as well with Keith Yandle because it's like Brett Favre Yeah, he took some shots that he didn't see coming. He took a lot of hits, but he wasn't hit as much as I believe Keith Yandle was on a day-in, day-out basis. Plus, he had 7 days to recover. Keith Yandle has to recover sometimes with 24 hours.
Correct.
Sometimes only 48. And I just think that the physical toll of if it was an offensive lineman, and, you know, I'll give you a few examples. If you're talking about Jim Marshall, right, defensive end, 270 games.
Right.
That's amazing to me. You think about Bruce Matthews as an offensive lineman, 229 games. That's amazing. And because on every single play, you're bashing your head against the wall. You're going through a car wreck. Brett Favre didn't have that exposure. I think Keith Yandle had more of that exposure than Brett Favre had.
And Ripken, look, I believe that he went for the record towards the end, and because in baseball, well, not as much then as now, but guys take days off just for the, you know, managers give guys days off just to give them refreshment. He did it, I think, selfishly towards the end. Great player.
Yeah.
16 years, that's pretty damn impressive.
Heck yeah, it is.
But it's not as impressive as, in my mind, what Favre or Yandle did.
Well,
and AC Green's pretty impressive, too.
Yeah. The pounding that your knees take, your hips take, your back takes, running up and down the court.
Yeah. Plus, if you remember, AC Green wasn't getting laid either, right? He was he was like the celibate.
Come on.
Right? Am I right or am I wrong?
He was able to rest.
That's right.
He
was able to
rest. Rest and focus.
That was another streak he had. I don't know when he broke it, but whatever.
What if it was voluntary?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I vote for Keith Yandle.
If we're going with Brett Favre, which obviously we are.
Yeah, we're not going with Feagles.
No, I'm talking about a position player like a Bruce Matthews or John Randall was up there as well. But somebody that takes a hit on every single play, Jim Marshall, like I would probably say one of those.
Ahead of Favre?
Oh, certainly ahead of Favre.
Really?
And I would say more competitive with Keith Yandle than, Jim Marshall as a defensive end or Bruce Matthews as an offensive lineman on a down, it's 75 plays a game, say on average.
Yeah.
For the course of those 270 games for Jim Marshall, back when, you know, especially defensive ends, like they didn't come out of the game. It wasn't, hey, you're a pass rusher. You're only going to do third down.
Right.
You're only in first and second down because you can stop the run.
But I think you're taking away, and it's a lot of.
Although Jim Marshall did go the wrong way.
Right. I know. I was going to bring that up later.
You beat me. I got a great story.
Value, we're taking away because we always value the quarterback for a lot of things. The mental deal with the quarterback during a game, I think, is with all due respect.
How about the guy that handed him the ball, Bruce Matthews?
Okay. He did a nice job.
Did a nice job.
But Favre.
Are you kidding me?
Quarterbacks have
he
so.
He did a nice job.
Pats him on the head.
Nice job,
Bruce.
Attaboy.
Right. Good snap.
He gets an attaboy.
He snapped the ball and he blocked.
He blocked.
That's great.
Instead of standing back there going, who should I throw the ball to?
Oh.
Here you go.
See, to me, that the quarterback, because of the mental strain every
he
game.
Didn't. You never heard of a guy pulling his brain. My goodness.
Pulling his brain.
I pulled a mental muscle.
But it hurt my mental muscle.
It's so hard to think about this.
There should be mental stuff.
You kidding me?
There should be some mental.
Are you
mental?
Bruce Matthews gets an attaboy and Brett Favre gets a. Oh, wow. He had to think so much. He thought so much that he leads the NFL in interceptions.
Then why do you think quarterbacks are valued so much? Because it's not just throwing the ball to a guy who's open.
It's
reading defenses.
We're talking about Iron Man. We're not talking about Super Bowls. We're not talking about playoff victories. We're talking about the wear and tear of being on the field every single game, every single play.
You completely downgrade anything to do with the mind. It's
I'm not sure Brett Favre had anything up there to strain.
Well, that's a good point. All right, on the ticket text, Keith Yandel by far, plus he's a defenseman and he did it during COVID. That's an interesting twist to it.
Yeah.
Not Brett Favre because it doesn't count when you're numb off of pills.
Well, I mean, hey.
The hockey streak for sure. Hits in the NHL are what, four times harder than the NFL? Hockey is such a grueling sport to play and stay
All right. healthy. Hey, come on in here. Tech-a-texter, come on in here. We could solve that with one example. Okay. You could put on the Spartan helmet. I'll put on my Michigan helmet and let's go. You tell me if it's hard or not.
For some, it might be hard. Yeah. Yeah, but okay. I'll bring in a hockey player in too and see if you like being hit, being checked against the wall either.
That's fine.
Keith Yandel and Brett Favre, based upon the level of violence, you can be a bum and still be good at baseball.
I've got a lot of respect for all four of these guys that we're talking about.
I know. We're just parsing here, but I think it's Yandel. I just think, you know, it's weird because it's hockey. Very few people knew about the Keith Yandel thing.
Right.
I remember.
And by noon today, they probably won't remember.
Exactly. Because Keith Yandel played most of his career with what? The Coyotes, the Panthers.
No clue.
I think the Rangers at one point.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Flyers, where he's on now, you know, contributing to one of the worst teams in the NHL right now. But yeah, it's the physicality. And it's not even. It's hockey to me, someone who never played the game, always is a step above the other sports anyway. Because in my mind, you're doing two sports at once. Skating to me is a sport, and then you're playing that sport. Skating to me is just
it's all one sport.
No, like, but
you just blew my mind.
Skating is tough as hell. I'm not discounting that. So it's two sports: skating and the actual hockey.
Hockey is skating.
You understand what I'm saying,
Greg?
Football is running.
Right. Yeah.
Well, not really. Bruce Matthews didn't run.
He just blocked. Right.
All right. We'll be back. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.